News from Radio EcoShock. In headlines so big, even the Bush White House can read them, Wilma became the largest hurricane ever recorded. Frightening, even from space, Wilma went past the highest Force 5 rating, causing weather experts to speculate that a new Level 6 hurricane status may be needed. The list of hurricane names for the Americas has been exhausted. By international agreement, there are a limited number of names that are recognizable to both Spanish and English speakers. Only once before, in more than a century of weather recording, have we reached the end of the list. Now we have Tropical Storm Alpha, pulled from a backup list of Greek letters. That's another all-time record. What will it take for Americans who produce one quarter of all climate warming gases to wake up? Here's part of a great pre-Halloween song from climatemash.org.
We were hiking past the White House late one night when our eyes beheld an eerie sight. The president appeared with folks very strange, the zombies and vampires of global climate change. It's not global warming, say oil company disciples. Our math tells us it's natural weather cycles. These claims from industry heavies, let the president rest behind his own protective levees. They're doing the climate mash.
The climate mash.
Real science is bashed.
The climate mash.
Solutions are trashed.
The climate mash.
And they do it for the cash.
That's from climatemash, all one word, .org. Despite the naysayers in the corporate-owned media, there is an alternative energy industry growing in the United States. You can get regular updates by podcast in The Watt, a great independent energy news summary coming from thewatt.com.
Power on The Watt Weekly.
And this is the energy news of the week brought to you by thewatt.com. Last week, we saw some records for organic photovoltaic solar cell efficiencies. Natural gas prices in the U.S. have been causing plastic shortages, and some Altamont Pass wind turbines are going to have to be shut down. But before we get to those stories, first from the world of fossil fuels, oil settled yesterday at $62.63 per barrel.
That's the Watt. WATT.com. What is the world doing about the climate crisis? So far, the best hope is coming from the growing alarm sounded by the scientists who power governments and corporations. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has released a report on the possibilities of storing our fossil fuel carbon in the ground or even in the ocean. A full press conference on the report, Carbon Dioxide Capture and Storage, September 26, 2005, is available on the website at www.ipcc.ch. Or you can find an edited version with comments, just 19 minutes long, on the homepage of ecoshock.org. That's a free download. Essentially, the scientists say that capturing millions of tons of carbon dioxide we produce daily requires a whole new industry that doesn't exist yet, but could, with years of development and billions of bucks. Storing carbon dioxide underground would be the best option, using known technology. The scientists have to admit, there just isn't enough information about ocean storage to report. Even if we could pump CO2 into the deep ocean, it would surface eventually, releasing our carbon waste for hundreds of years, and it would make the ocean more acidic. Not much of a solution compared to clean renewables like solar and wind, or even old-fashioned conservation. Governments will meet at the end of November in Montreal at the United Nations Climate Change Conference, known by the inappropriate acronym COP. It's inappropriate because no one is actually arresting climate change, just talking about it. This will be the first meeting of the parties to the Kyoto Protocol now that this international agreement is in force, at least in countries that claim to care about the climate. That doesn't include the United States or Australia. About 10,000 participants will attend, plus more nonprofits and the media who will report little and publish less. None of this is as important as the baby expected by Tom Cruise.
You'll find nothing's changed and nothing's happened.
Nothing's happened?
Oh, goose.
You know, and I know, we are heading into uncharted waters and skies. The climate has been destabilized, and anything might happen. Our leaders, both political and economic, have utterly failed, and we have failed to make even elementary changes to our bloated energy lifestyles. Here's the plain truth. It starts with you in the morning when you wake up. Learn to walk again, sell the gas guzzler, use mass transit, ride, and turn off the lights behind you. Then, push your government, your local government, by high noon, leaving the bigger wheels for dinner. Do it every day, and you may survive the coming night. Here's Here's a shout-out to some of the stations carrying Radio EcoShock News. Hello, WZB9, 90.3 FM, Boston College Radio, CHLY, 1010.7 FM in Nanaimo, Canada, eh? And Net Radio stations NHCWX and Radical Radio at radicalradio.org, not to mention radioforall.net. During Nature's Crisis, keep in touch with the best speakers, news, and interviews at www.ecoshock.org. That's www.ecoshock.org. Commercial-free, no charge, all environmental net radio.